There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? I just during the break, because I'm here for you, folks, listen to the Matt Lauer interview of Donald Trump today, and you're not going to want to miss this. It is priceless. So we have a little more of the explanation, if you will, of Donald Trump's comments on and about John McCain coming up this hour on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Friday of Dakota Day at the North Dakota State Fair, so check that out if you're so lucky to be at the fair today. Look for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour and have yourself a free hot dog. They said they're right by the Rugby Homes and RV Center. I didn't know there was a Rugby Homes and RV Center. I would assume named after the great city of Rugby. Maybe they're actually even from Rugby. Could be. But anyway, they said that of the grandstand of the park area where you're referenced to be able to find them if you're looking for them in the fair. We will bring you, before the end of the program, that interview with John McCain and Matt Lauer. You'll want to check that out as well. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Usually, this is actually the Monday that Ron Ness would normally join us, but he's on his way to Norway with some family, and I don't blame him, by golly. And we had a great time last week with the good folks from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Those Cook Fests were really great fun, and of course, we'll do another event with them coming up in September. The annual meeting is in Fargo this year, so look forward to that. And if you haven't yet signed up to attend that event and you want to find out what's happening in oil and gas, that's the place to be. All right? That'll be their annual meeting in Fargo this year in September. Details at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I just registered myself not long ago. All right. I want to get into the debate on advanced placement testing a little bit. That you might have noticed that North Dakota not faring so well and everybody's saying, what's going on here? Last week on our local Fargo morning show that my partner Steve Hallstrom hosts called the Need to Know Morning Show, I interviewed a gentleman from Central Cass Schools who happens to be the superintendent there, Morgan Fornes. And Morgan made some very interesting comments that I found interesting. And so we have invited Morgan to join us for the benefit of the statewide audience, along with the superintendent of public instruction of North Dakota, our friend Kirsten Basler, today on the program. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Nice to have you. And Morgan, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Doing real well. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's start with the basics, maybe for folks that have not followed this debate and are just wondering about it. Kirsten, what did the story and the rankings tell us about AP testing last week?
Well, the information that I shared last week at a statewide, or actually a regional-wide conference for our legislators during the Council of State Governments last week, I think it was a surprise to many. It was a surprise to me when I first saw the statistics my first term in office in about middle of June, or middle of 2013. And those statistics are this. In the year 2013-14 school year, North Dakota ranked 51st in the number of advanced placement courses that are taken by our high school students. We ranked 50th in the percentage of students who took that exam. That's a pretty low ranking for North Dakota. But it's important to note, I think, that of our students that do take the test, we rank very well. We are 5th in the nation of the students that take the test and pass it. So if they take the test, if they take the class, and then take the test, they have a very high percentage of pass rates. But what that said to me, what clearly indicated, is that not enough of our students have an opportunity to take an advanced placement course. And even if they take the course, they're not attempting to take the exam. They don't sit for the exam.
Morgan, bring me into to the mix here as far as an educator. Your students, how do you communicate to them? Okay, here's advanced placement testing. Why do you think the statistics that Kirsten just outlined are what they are?
Well, I think that probably first and foremost, the opportunity to take advanced placement isn't uniformly across the state. I think there have been good efforts, primarily in the larger districts, where they look, collaboratively at advanced opportunities, whether they be dual credit partnerships with universities or colleges, and/or online opportunities. But certainly, the AP courses have a lot of credibility, and it takes a lot to get those types of things offered in your school. You have to have staff who understand what it's all about and are trained, and then certainly meeting a certain criteria set by the College Board, which has high standards and content that aligns with the AP courses. But I have found that when you put a team together that can take a look at providing those opportunities, that's our job as educators, and you create them and create a culture where kids want to take those courses, they tend to do very well, as Kristen mentioned. It is a sad state that it's the opportunities aren't always there, especially in the rural districts, but I think when the kids are attaining those opportunities and taking the test, they're very, very successful, and that's not surprising.
All right, the first controversy I need to settle is I always call you Kirsten, and Morgan said Kristen, and I hear people say it both ways, which I know it's one of those names you can say both ways, but tell me the correct way to say it, would you?
I certainly will. First, I should say that I never take offense because it's not an easy name to say, but it is Kirsten, like your ear.
Oh, I have the benefit of having my wife's cousin is Kirsten, so then I usually, when I see the eye, I'll go Kirsten. But anyway, I've heard it both ways, so I just want to make sure we're saying it right here.
Yes,
so appreciate that very much. What about more what Morgan just said about that creating that culture?
It is that culture, and it's the belief. First, we have to create the opportunity, and we have to create the opportunity by having more of our teachers in our rural school districts trained. The statistics, here's what they are. We have 179 school districts in the state of North Dakota. Only 21 of our high schools offer advanced placement courses. So we have 158 school districts, seniors, juniors, that don't even have that opportunity. So once we have the teachers trained and have their approval met by the College Board, we have the opportunity there for our students. And then those teachers also will be trained to create that culture and that belief that our students need in themselves to not only take the class, but then to also take the exam and try and get that passing score. The ultimate result is if they can get a passing exam score of 3 or higher in most of our AP courses, that's college credit, and that will reduce the time our kids need to spend in college, reducing the debt that they're going to incur for either them or their parents.
So how do you do this, Morgan? How do you get that culture going? I mean, is your counselors going class to class saying, hey, let's spend 10 minutes talking about this and how important it is, or what do you do?
Well, I think, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and complaining about the same results. So it's really a new mindset. And that's one of the things that I just had a meeting with our principals, and we talked about, all these advanced opportunities that you can look at. We have a student in our district that, for example, is going to be a senior, and we're out of math classes. And, you talk about what are the options. Do you drive to Fargo, to NDSU, to take a college class, or do you look online, or advanced placement would be a viable opportunity. What I like about advanced placement is really three things. It challenges kids with higher order thinking skills and problem solving skills, which are so necessary for success in college and career. And, I can say some of my past experiences, if you can get the students to think about the future, for example, I talked to a friend of mine at Oak Grove, and they now have one half of their students taking AP courses in English. And I think that's remarkable. And then, as Kirsten mentioned, the fact that you can get college credit for it also alleviates the financial strain as you look forward to higher ed and some of those things and having some of those classes out of the way. Ultimately, you have to challenge your teachers. You have to get teachers who are, seeking advanced degrees themselves, who are willing to go to the AP training, put the time and effort into to create the type of curriculum that is really challenging for kids. And then the school districts have to honor those teachers who are willing to do that as well.
Well, is that doable and something that that we can ask folks to do, Kirsten?
It absolutely is. As soon as I saw the stat, and I should mention just to support what Morgan has said, as I travel around the state, I visit with students from big, small, every corner of the state. The resounding message that I hear in every corner is our students that have taken all the classes that are available to them. So I'm visiting with the kids at Boys State, Girls State, Governor's School, and for 3 years in a row now, I've heard, okay, we've taken all of the dual credit classes that we have available. Can you get us some more rigorous courses, especially our junior, senior year? When I look at the average course load for our senior, it is the lowest of all 4 years of high school. That's not preparing themselves to enter into that freshman year of college. The heaviest course load is taken by our sophomores, and then it reduces slightly their junior year. By the senior year, the average course load is only 5 credits. I believe that's because of opportunity. When I put together a package that I presented to the legislature during the 2015 session, and the legislature provided the funding and the appropriation to do exactly the things that Morgan said we needed to do, provide the support for those teachers, honor that extra work that they're doing, provide the support and mentoring for the students, and honor what they're doing.
Hold that thought if you would, and we'll come back and chat more about this on the other side of the break. Questions welcome to on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Past the hour, we're back on What's On Your Mind. You know what? I am looking at the calendar and ready to cry. July 20th, and it just feels like summer's slipping away, doesn't it? And, you know, there's something I haven't done yet. I've not been to a Minnesota Twins game. And here's the deal. We ought to at least get to Medora once every year. And we, you know, everybody in the upper Midwest ought to hit a Twins game for crying out loud, right? Absolutely. And then at least, you know, at least once a decade hit a Red Hawks game because they're kind of fun to watch too. But I tell you what, and if you're in Fargo, Moorhead, folks go more to the Red Hawks, obviously. But Twins have had, I'm going to call this an exciting year. I know that, you know, things didn't go well last night and it was a little ugly, but all in all, this has been a fun year. You got Paul Molitor, new skipper, and they've really, you know, thrilled us a little bit. So this is a blast. So here's the deal. We have a fun bus lined up, the What's on Your Mind fun bus. And we're going to leave the Fargo on Thursday morning, August 13th. Come right back after the game. It's a 12-10 game, Texas Rangers. We have sweet seats. I mean, behind home plate, primo seats. And this is going to be fun. We're actually going to do this program en route to the Twins game. Yeah, did it once for a Bison game down to Ames, Iowa. Started at Hoople, North Dakota, and ended up in Ames, Iowa. It can be done, so we're going to do it down to the, you know, Target Field. So if you'd like to join us, here's the deal. It's $129. That gets you a comfortable ride in a nice coach and one of the best seats in the stadium. I'm thinking you might want to plan a trip with friends or make some memories before school starts or maybe reward some great employees. So if you'd like to join us, you can do it. By the way, if you want a night stay either on either end of this, Thursday night or Wednesday night, because the event is, again, Thursday, August 13th, you can also get a hotel room as part of that for an extra $100. All right? 855-200-1776, extension 3, ask for Marie, or you can email her as well. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email Marie at flagfamily.com. We're doing that in partnership with Dave Noah's Remax Legacy Realty, and we're going to have ourselves a grand old time, okay? So come along and watch the Twins with us. 22 past the hour, we're chatting today with our Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota, Kirsten Baszler, and a Superintendent of Central Cass Schools, Morgan Fornes, with us today. And we're talking about advanced placement courses and advanced placement testing and some alarming trends that Kirsten unearthed and presented recently to a legislative leadership conference about North Dakota being 51st and 50th in two categories in the availability of these things. The good news is if we get our kids to take them, we're in fifth place. But we're not doing very good in actually getting them to take the courses, and we're talking about why that is here today in the program because this connects with so much of what we talk about all the time on What's on Your Mind. If you have a question or comment for either of the guests, please give us a ring at 855-200-1776. Also, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I interrupted you, Kirsten, before we were going to break. Anything else you wanted to say about that thought?
Well, that the money is there, that we've received the appropriation for the plan and the proposal that I put together, and there are activities that are already taking place and being planned to get these teachers in our rural school districts and first of all, get our teachers that are already advanced place certified to have some extra support and opportunities for them to get more of their students in the classes. And we're also focusing this fall on getting teachers in our rural communities that aren't advanced place certified so they can begin offering those classes within their school districts. The other key critical piece is we're working with our Center for Distance Ed, which is North Dakota's online virtual school. We'll get those teachers trained, AP certified, so they can be delivering those to our students through the online mechanisms available in our state.
Very interesting. So what does it cost? You know, so Morgan, if you want to do this and you want to do it well, what do you need to do it? I mean, you have the teachers, right? It's a matter of getting them acclimated and getting the course up and running and then the testing. What is this for your own school? What are we talking in resources that you need to do this better?
Sure. Well, it really comes down to priority. You know, there's people have a mindset sometimes. You know, they say, well, we can't do this, because of money, because of scheduling and things like that. You really have to get past that and strategize ways to make it happen and then invest in it. You know, there's an old saying that says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And so it's taking those dollars. And I appreciate Kirsten's willingness to generate some, you know, support for teachers and districts that want to do this. But there's a training, and there's trainings all over the country that you would have to send your staff to and get certified so that they are meeting the criteria with the College Board. And once that happens, then it's really probably the investment of the district itself in curriculum, teaching strategies, and possibly even creating flexible scheduling that can make that available. I can tell you that, you know, sometimes we look at kids and say, oh, they're always looking for the easy way out. I would rather look at life and say there's many, many kids who are looking at challenging themselves and becoming the best they can be. And all we have to do as educators is provide that opportunity and help steer the ship a little bit so that they can become the future leaders of their communities, the state, or the country. And most of the kids, if you raise the bar, they will attain it. And I think that's a great challenge that Kirsten has laid before us.
I sure agree with you. I think that is that's the vast majority of kids. It's about giving them the tools. It's not like, I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that. Because, wow, why wouldn't you want to get a jump start, especially with the cost of education? And I'm more curious, I guess once you have the resources, Morgan, how do you do just to light the fire? Is it teacher by teacher talking to these kids about it? Is it the counselors? What do you do to say, hey, you know, this is important. Get a jump start on college and pick your arena that you're interested in and, you know, go for it. Do it. How do you just go about doing that once you've got the resources?
You bet. I think there's two criteria. One is you have to communicate the opportunity and explain it to not only students but also parents. But I think secondly, it comes down to the very basic fact that teachers are some of the most influential people in the lives of young people. And if you get a teacher that is passionate about their discipline, their area of study, and you light the fire for those students and get their minds thinking and excited about learning, wow, it's magic when you watch it happen. So it really is those teachers, and it's a special opportunity for teachers in this profession to really generate that enthusiasm and excitement for learning in kids.
Kirsten, quickly, anything you want to say on this before we let you go?
Well, I couldn't agree more with both what you and Morgan have decided on. These kids, they're asking for these opportunities. As I said, that's what I've heard all across the state. It is our responsibility as educators and leaders in the state to provide those opportunities for them. And the tremendous job that our teachers do with our students is really to be lauded, because they do light that fire. And when we give these kids the opportunity, raise the bar, they're eager to be successful. So I think I'm very optimistic about this. I appreciate the legislative support that they provided, and I'm eager to see our scores raise and us to be leave that 50th and 51st position.
Fantastic. Very interesting. And Kirsten, if you just hang on one second, I do have one more question for you on the other side of the break on a different topic. Morgan, thank you very much for your obvious passion for your students in that school. It's awesome to see. We appreciate it very much, and keep it up, okay?
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Take care. And more with Kirsten Basler, our superintendent of public instruction. Going to ask about these PE testing standards that we were talking about in the news earlier. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, and then we'll continue on Trump Talk. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great chat the other day with Al Nagel down in Aberdeen. Al is the longtime manager of the Aberdeen machine shop at Hedalls. And you hear us talk a lot about how Hedalls has it, which means if you need it, they have it. I mean, there's no part they don't have. And they have also an incredible amount of folks who really know the business. And those machine shops are miracle makers. They can do anything. And Al's a top machinist. He really is just the best of the best. And I just asked him one day, I said, well, tell me a little bit about the machine shop, you know, and he said, well, here in Aberdeen, we put in this Rottler CNC engine machining center. And he said, Mr. Hedall has about $250,000 investment in that machine. That's just one location, one machine, for crying out loud. Very specialized, an amazing piece of equipment. And he said they can do any type of machining, machine, engine block, a cylinder head, whatever. His line was, it's only limited to my abilities because this thing is just incredible. You got to program it, and five guys in the shop that can do anything from a little five-horse Honda all the way up to a V8 or a V12 a Caterpillar. Absolutely incredible. I guess the Rottler's made out in Seattle, American-made company, been in business for years, and there's one in the Bismarck location, Millbank 2, and now in Aberdeen. So I started asking Al about his first car, and he started telling me about snowmobiles. Three snowmobiles between him, his wife, and he also have motorcycles. And then we got around to a car, like a 67 Plymouth GTX that he used to have, a classic car. Still does, 65 Malibu as well. Malibu's done, but I guess the GTX needs to be restored. So that's what he does for fun. Just came off a big bike ride. Does the Quebec to British Columbia to North Carolina to the Grand Canyon. So isn't that fun? Give Al my greetings if you see him next. Enjoyed the conversation as I do with all the good folks at Hedalls, because Hedalls has it, the parts and the people. And they are great folks. All right, we asked Kirsten Baszler to stick around for one more question, and thanks for doing that. North Dakota's the superintendent of public instruction. Read a story in the Bismarck Tribune about standards that outline physical skills, the new standards for physical education. And they gave some examples and said, you know, kindergartners, for example, should be able to hit a ball with a paddle as a standard. And sixth graders should be able to pass a football to a moving receiver while standing still. And I couldn't help but read this and say that seems to be a little bit of a micromanagement, that it drills down that close. I mean, explain why that's necessary.
I think it's necessary just to kind of outline and give some examples. Those are examples. So I should clarify that those examples, those aren't the standards. But listed underneath each standard is some specific examples of how a teacher might measure that. So that isn't the standard that that they should be able to receive a football. The standard talks more at a 20,000 foot level about being able to have hand-eye coordination and being able to be agile enough. And one of the examples given is that they should be able to receive a football, or that they should be able to use a paddle. So again, that isn't the standard that was listed. That's unfortunately, I think that's how a lot of people interpreted it. But that was just one potential example of what a teacher may do. It's interesting that these standards, as you know, we review our standards every 7 to 8 years, and it has been 7 years since the last time we updated and revised our physical education standards. And I'm really pleased with the direction that these standards have gone to in this generation, this newest generation. The teachers, physical education teachers from across the state, and higher ed teachers that teach teachers to be physical education teachers, came together and spent about a year reviewing them. The direction that they're going is really moving away from what was listed in the paper, if you will, from those what I call more specific skill sets, or what I even call sometimes athletic skills and learning about athletic games, football, basketball, track, into the direction of teaching more about how important physical activity is in your lifelong learning and your life and in your future adult life. There's a standard that is expecting students to know what their resting heart rate should be, for understanding how much exercise or how long and at what level of exercise you have to participate in before your heart rate reaches a place where it's going to burn calories. And it is introducing students into other non-traditional sports that they can be doing well into their adulthood and young adulthood: geocaching, kayaking, cup stacking. And so lots of great opportunities to use to teach physical education in the hopes of providing healthy young adults and adults into a lifetime of physical exercise.
Got it. Oh, I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the update. And now I know. And it's just we obviously want them to be more proficient. That's why it's physical education, to get a good grade. But it's like sort of examples. Here's some, like this, like that. You decide, but here's what we want of them. So it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Create them healthy adults that incorporate physical exercise. And here's a couple ways that we can measure that.
Perfect. All right, Kirsten, good to talk to you. Thanks a bunch. We'll see you at the fair on Friday. I understand you're going to be up there, so we'll see you there.
See you there. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. We'll be at the State Fair. Todd and I are, and Todd, I have some breaking news that just came forward, speaking of the fair. Todd and I are going to be at the 811 Call Before You Dig Day tent, because it is 811 Call Before You Dig Day. And so we're going to be out there and have the North Dakota One Call folks are going to have a bunch of different demonstrations and big trailer full of activities from One Oak that's powered by natural gas, and a lot of things planned for the day. And if you come find us on Friday, we have a freebie for you. The first 100 people will get the goods. So you want to come early to the fair on Friday. And I'll be there for What's on Your Mind, and then I'm going to hang around with Todd on K-Fire Cafe as well. So we're really going to do her up big for the North Dakota State Fair on Friday. That's the day to be there. You fired up, Todd, for the big day at the fair?
I can dig it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, here's the breaking news, though.
What's that?
There is a contest that has just been announced, the winner for the best pie at the North Dakota State Fair. And I hope somebody gets fired over this, because I have learned that this year's pie judge is a fellow by the name of Scott Arend, and he came from Seattle, Washington.
Wait a minute. Do we not have perfectly good pie judges in North Dakota, such as you and me?
Have we not defined enough by now our pie credentials, having obsessed over pie on this program, that we could not be asked to judge at the North Dakota State Fair the best pie? They got to bring in some ringer from Seattle, Washington. I'm crying a river here.
I hope their rationale is they're afraid we're going to be favorites to somebody else in North Dakota, whereas some guy from Seattle doesn't know anybody here, so he's got no...
Maybe. They thought we'd be homers.
If that's not right,
I guess he's touring the country, hoping to judge pies at every state fair in the United States, and they have live. Yeah, but I'm thinking, go back to Washington and judge their pies.
Exactly. Go back to the rain and fog where you belong, for crying out loud.
Pies for us. But anyway, the winner is Lisa Laib. How would you say that? Laib. Laib. Lisa Laib from Minot, who baked the first place pie at the fair. It was an apple pie. She was the sister. Way to go, Elisa. And, Todd and I, despite the judging controversy, are very excited for you. And they had blue ribbon winners in breads and cakes and cookies, candy, and other goodies, and even food preservation. What else did happen today? Oh, get a load of this. You know, the food frenzy, they do that every year where they have all these unique foods. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Chocolate-dipped key lime pie was the 2015 winner. Yeah, so listen to this. This is a dipped in chocolate served on a stick. Key lime pie, a piece of key lime pie dipped in chocolate and served on a stick. Oh, I can't even believe that. And they use a panel of judges. Again, they didn't call us. Another controversy. That ultimately decide that and dole out the prizes. Second place winner was the Minnesota Wing King. With a deep-fried cookie dough sundae. Now you're talking. Third place, the Yosemite sandwich from Tracy's Idaho Taqueria. So, but cookies and cream stand is the one you need to look for. It's called the cookies and cream stand with K's. Find yourself that key lime pie. I'm into that big time. Can hardly wait to do it. Okay, so Matt Lauer, Donald Trump, this is like the Super Bowl of interviews. Listen to this. You're going to love this. Here it is, as promised.
It seems to me this is part of some personal resentment you have against John McCain, and perhaps he has for you. This is a feud that's boiled over into a war of words, and it's less about how you would define a war hero. Is that fair?
Well, I'm not a fan of John McCain. He's done a terrible job for the vets. I go around, Matt, on the circuit, and I'm seeing so many vets, and I see families crying before me. They can't see doctors. They're waiting in reception rooms for 5 and 6 days.
Right, but you're talking about his record on Veterans Affairs now, and I'm talking about your comments you made about his war service.
I'm saying that John McCain has done a horrible job. The VA is a scandalous, corrupt organization. It's a disgrace the way it's being run, and the veterans of this country are suffering. With that being said, if you saw what I said and if you saw the press conference afterwards, Savannah and the media just has done such a false number, as usual. In fact, Cheryl Atkinson, the highly respected reporter, Matt, Cheryl Atkinson said, I said 4 times that McCain is a war hero. I said it at the news conference. I said it on the stage.
Let me ask you this, Donald. Would you say to John McCain's face what you said in that one comment, and I'm using the one string of sentences together. He's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured. Would you say that to John McCain's
face? No, and then if you go on, Matt, see, that's what you don't
do. No, I said I'm using one exchange.
Excuse me, Matt, because you're the media and you do the same thing. The next sentence was, he is a war hero. I said that, but they never want to play it, and you don't want to play it.
Well, why would you say the first thing? Why would you say the first part?
Savannah started it off by saying, I said that he wasn't a war hero. I didn't say that. And if you would have let it run just another 3 seconds, you would have said that I said very clearly he is a war hero. I have absolutely no problem with that. What I do have problems with is that he called 15,000 people that showed up for me to speak in Phoenix, he called them crazies because they want to stop illegal immigration and they were insulted. And they were great Americans.
Let me say for the record, we did run the other part of your comments, Mr. Trump. We did run the part where you said he is a war hero. So please don't say that we didn't, because we did.
Well, then why did Savannah start off by saying I said that he was not a war hero? I never said that. I said he was a war hero, Matt. So you misrepresent just like everybody else.
All right, there you go. Back and forth with him.
Wow.
Again, we played it. He said he's not a war hero. Then he said he's a war hero because he got captured, right? So, I mean, we're dancing on the head of a pin here. He said what he said, but I have to say, I like that, what I just heard, in the sense that Donald Trump is not afraid to take on Matt Lauer. And you know what? What we want as conservatives...
That's refreshing, isn't it?
It is, for people to say, you know what, I'm not going to kiss his ring. I'm going to go in there and tell what I think. So... despite the fact I disagree specifically with his criticism of McCain on not being a war hero, everything else I think Donald Trump has done spot on, perfect in that regard.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, two for $1. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, two for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, three for 99¢. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see him today and tell him Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, I want to talk about heroes a minute without it being controversial. One of the great honors of my life was being part of the World War II honor flights. It was called the Rough Rider Flight out of Bismarck, and honor flights on the eastern end of the state. And I met so many wonderful, salt-of-the-earth people, I tell you. Not only the actual veterans themselves, but their family members. And somebody, I don't know who, last week sent me a note about one of those heroes that we had brought along. Had passed away here not too long ago. And send me the obituary. And I wish I could remember every name. I don't. So if you know they were on Honor Flight, do me a favor, just send a note over or something, and we'll mention them. Chris Schatz, a longtime Bergen farmer and rancher, passed away on Tuesday, July 7th, at Trinity Hospital in Minot. And he was a World War II veteran, a dandy. Survived by Jerry, his wife, of 69 years. How about that, huh? And kids, Colleen of Casper, Wyoming, and Danny of Fargo, and Greg of Minot, and Connie of Minot. 9 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, a brother, Adam. And, you know, a two-paragraph obituary, as typical. But we could talk forever about him. And fortunately, there's a picture that's along with this, and I look at that, I could cry. God bless you, Chris Schatz. Thank you for your service to this great country. We lose those World War II veterans in huge numbers every day. Remember them, folks. Remember them in your prayers. They not only saved the world, they built the country. Pretty darn cool. You know, my buddy Mike Lindell from MyPillow, he's like a household name now because his MyPillow has just taken off. Every once in a while, he just calls us out of the blue to kind of chit-chat a little bit. And I'd heard he was hanging out with a bunch of parrot heads. I think Todd Mitchell's one of those parrot heads. He probably was at the same concert, but yeah, somewhere along the way he met Jimmy Buffett, for crying out loud. Believe it or not, and I understand Jimmy Buffett loves the pillow. So, hey, Mike, glad you called. How you doing?
Real good. How you doing, Scott?
You know, I know life on the road is tough, and, you know, Jimmy Buffett spends a lot of nights on the road going from town to town, as do other bands, and I understand they're only able to do it because of my pillow. It makes sure they get a good night's sleep on the road, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually friends with everyone in Bob Seger's band, and my production manager, real good friend of mine, Jim, and he, I've fixed up all the roadies and everything, and the bands with the MyPillow, and I just was at a Jimmy Buffett concert, got to meet him, and he loves his MyPillow, and all their production people, all the people they travel like all the time, and they a lot of times they need to get short periods of sleep, but it's got to be quality sleep, and that's what they love about it. They feel so much better, and even though they might have slept in not as long as they'd like to.
You know, I have a crazy schedule, and when I'm on the road, I tend to have a very little bit of time to sleep as well. And you're so right. I mean, because when you're really busy and you have to, you know, a lot of folks on the farm, on the ranch, out of this part of the world, and busy times. So when you actually get some sleep, you want quality sleep, and that's one of the real attributes of MyPillow, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, the other part, too, is, you know, I used to, before MyPillow, I had the problem. I had a job where I worked like, well, I was a farmer, too, at one time. And I'm going, you know what? I needed to get, to sleep right now when I hit that pillow. And I would sit to find myself sitting there staring at the ceiling going, oh, if I got to sleep right now, I'd get a full 4 hours, maybe and a half hour later, I'm still looking at my watch. And with MyPillow, I know I can go right to the pillow and you get into that REM sleep fast and you stay there the whole time. It's just amazing.
I tell you, REM sleep has saved my life, Mike. I'm telling you, you got a good night's sleep like that. You can't put a price tag on that. Folks, 2-for-1 pillows when you mention Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Thanks, Mike. Great to hear from Mike Lindell, the inventor, the CEO. And we heard from one of our listeners at the fair that said... where is that? I know they sent us a text, right, Todd? Here it is. Just bought my pillow at the State Fair, got an extra free one, and 2 travel pillows for $100. I couldn't wait to get them in the dryer to activate them. Got home. The first thing I did was do that. I slept on them Sunday night. I didn't toss and turn. Worked last night big time. How about that? Tell me, folks. MyPillow.com. John and Mandan, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm talking about this Trump thing. You know, the Republicans had some experience with the burnouts. Like, you look at Sarah Palin, she totally burned out, turned out to be a complete idiot. You look at Ann Bachman, you look at Huckabee, you look at Romney saying 47% of the Americans are worthless, lazy slackers. And why do you support somebody like Trump when you know he's just a clown, he's going to burn out too? every time the Republicans come up with a decent candidate, they won't get behind them. And it's amazing the damage these idiots do to the Republican Party. Intelligent people have abandoned the party because of these idiots like Huckabee, Palin, Bachman, Romney. And yet you continue to pump these guys up, and Trump is going to flame out. He'll say something even stupider than he already has.
You'd put Trump in the category of these people you call idiots.
Look at Palin. Palin's daughter is promoting
Let's not go there, John. Let's just stick to the topic here because I have a very short period of time left. So what I'm saying is,
you always have a short period of time when somebody disagrees with you.
Well, the clock tells me how much time I have.
The show's over in less than a minute.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with
that. Can't do anything about that.
John, so we just try to make it a little bit efficient. But my point is, you called to talk about Donald Trump, and then you're talking about abstinence and Sarah Palin's daughter. We don't have time for a monologue. We are having a conversation here. So
just a whole different discussion.
And I think, John, actually, I don't think he's intending this, but I think he makes a very good point in the sense that, you know, Republicans need to assess, look, is Donald Trump doing us more harm overall, harming the chances of getting a Republican elected? Would you say yes, John, he is?
Yes, he is.
All right, and tomorrow we'll ask, do you agree with John in Mandan? Is that John in Mandan? Gosh, this has been a fun show, but it was too short. God bless you. To be continued tomorrow. Don't touch that dial. Thanks, bye.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry in to Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.